we're back midstream in this edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Maybe you got that alert. It was on Monday around 7 p.m. in the evening. It was on many cell phones of Iowans across the state. It said a civil emergency in this area until 8:45. Take shelter now. That was a mistake. We'll hear the story of the mistaken civil emergency alert that was sent out a little bit later in the program. Also, Amy Mayer will be along, our ag reporter. She'll tell us a little bit about how the confirmation hearings are going for President Donald Trump's pick to lead the U.S. Department of Agriculture, former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue. But first of all, it's estimated over 6,000 Iowans will die from cancer in 2017. That's according to a new report released this week by the State Health Registry of Iowa. It's based at the University of Iowa College of Public Health. Dr. Mary Carlton joins me now to talk about the report and its findings. She is co-investigator with the Iowa Cancer Registry, also assistant professor in the Department of Epidemiology at the University of Iowa. Dr. Carlton, Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us, what do you want to highlight in this latest report?
Well, basically that, you know, we were hoping cancer numbers were coming down a little bit in terms of new cases, and it looks like we're not making quite as much progress as we hoped. In the last couple of years, we had projected less than 17,000 people would be diagnosed with cancer, and with more recent numbers coming out, it looks like we could not lower our estimates and had to bump them back up to 17,400 new cases.
Yeah, what's the explanation for that as far as you can see?
Well, in previous years, we're unfortunately using data that's a couple of years behind because it takes us a couple of years to collect the data and the treatment and the survival outcomes for people. And we had hoped that colorectal cancer was coming down a little faster than it was, and we thought we might have seen signals of breast cancer coming down a little bit. But the most recent numbers we were looking at show they're remaining pretty stable and are not coming down as much as we'd hoped.
Mm-hmm. Liver cancer on the rise as well in this report. How much?
Well, it's roughly tripled back from when we started collecting cases back in 1975. And we think that's because a lot of the baby boomers who were born between 1945 and 1965 are kind of hitting the age where they may have been living with hepatitis C for many years, and it's now developing into liver cancer.
So that was unexpected.
Okay.
I wonder, when we look at Iowa, and this is something that you look at every year, right, the Iowa Cancer Registry? Are there any correlations when we look at rates of certain types of cancer and where they occur in the state?
We haven't seen any, if you mean like cancer clusters or hotspots, no.
Right.
We do a lot of studies, especially Dr. Charles Lynch here in the Department of Epidemiology runs the Agricultural Health Study, and he enrolled thousands of farmers across Iowa, and they look very closely at correlations between pesticide exposure and things like that and cancer. But in terms of just geography, we haven't seen any hotspots or clusters around the state.
What about any sort of rural-urban differences?
Sometimes there's differences in terms of when people present and how what stage they have. There's a lot of thought that rural people maybe don't have as good as access to health care as urban people, and so they come in at a later stage of their cancer. But in terms of wide differences in rates of cancer, we don't see a lot of differences between rural and urban.
Your report also estimates that more than 17,000 new cancer cases will be diagnosed this year in 2017. What are the leading types of cancer in Iowa that will be diagnosed?
The leading type of cancer in women remains breast cancer, and in men, prostate cancer. Although the prostate cancer numbers do continue to come down because likely because the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended against PSA screening for prostate cancer, so we're seeing a lot fewer cases of that each year. The next one for both males and females is colorectal cancer, and that's one that would really like to emphasize screening and colonoscopy because that's one that really can be prevented completely if it's detected when it's just in a polyp phase and can be removed, and then you never have to go on to develop cancer.
Yeah, in broad brushstrokes, what does this report have to say about our prevention efforts and our increased attention to cancer prevention?
I think it shows we've made progress, especially if I look over trends over time in the big four cancers, which would be breast, lung, colorectal, and prostate, but that they could be coming down a lot faster. A lot of those, especially, like I said, colorectal cancer, lung cancer, I think if we saw more preventive efforts with reducing smoking, we could see huge gains. I think that's where we've made most of the gains in our fight against cancer has been in smoking cessation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that definitely needs to continue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Other lifestyle choices that are sort of low-hanging fruit, easy things to do as individuals to prevent cancer?
Yeah, definitely. One of the top five each year, and that keeps continuing to go up, is skin melanoma. And so really avoiding, using indoor tanning booths and using sunscreen when you go outside. Another one is we see a rise in oropharyngeal cancer in males, and a lot of that is HPV-related. So getting your kids vaccinated at age 11, which it may seem early to people, but there's a magic thing about age 11 where that HPV vaccine works the best and works the longest. And people need to think of it as a cancer prevention activity and not just a vaccine against an STD.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps before we go, Mary, a quick word about, well, we've reported on this program on Iowa Public Radio, you know, the tremendous strides in recent years in treating all types of cancer. These are really hopeful developments that mean when, you know, more than 17,000 new cancer cases this year have a much better outlook than generations ago, don't they?
Absolutely. And even where we see some new cancer cases going up, we still see deaths coming down, which is a real testament to the treatment advances that we've made over the last several years.
Okay. Thank you very much for keeping us up to date. Dr. Mary Carlton, co-investigator with the Iowa Cancer Registry, assistant professor in the Department of Epidemiology at the University of Iowa, talking about a new report released this week by the State Health Registry of Iowa, based in the University of Iowa College of Public Health. Dr. Carlton, Mary, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.